across the world and the nations, welcome back to Robin Cooper's Edinburgh Podulacast. And I'm very much pleased because I'm joined by one of the most talented and fantastic of, well, how would you describe yourself? Comedians, yeah. Yes. Mr. Frank Skinner, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
And you're in Edinburgh?
I am in Edinburgh, in the street with you.
Yes. Did you have a nice journey here today?
Well, I was here anyway.
Right, so. But you obviously journeyed up from where you live today.
Well, I journeyed from Edinburgh to Edinburgh.
Oh, a very short distance. Did you come by barge?
No, not today. I walked.
The barge system is very much underused. What do you think the government should do about it?
I think maybe they should concrete over the canals and drive on them.
Well, that is one thing, and I suppose you would just call them roads.
Oh, yeah.
Da, 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 and we're back. Now, my guest is Frank Skinny. Frank, tell me about your show.
Well, it's called The Credit Crunch
Cabaret. The Credit Crunch
Cabaret. Yeah, and it's me hosting with several other people.
Right, and names include, for example, Mr. Mark Walker, Simon Wilson, Peter Buckles.
Names very like that, right. Yeah.
And what are the actual names, or are those the names?
Michael McIntyre.
Michael McIntyre.
The show. We've had several burlesque dancers.
Burlesque dancers. What is a burlesque dancer?
She's an attractive woman who takes her clothes off in a nostalgic way.
Right. And is that for children?
No,
because she's taking her clothes off.
Well, right?
She doesn't take all her clothes off.
No, no.
What do you think about public nudity?
I'm against public nudity, generally.
That's a correct answer. Da, 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 da. And we're back with Mr. Frank Skinner on this wonderful podcast. And my final question to you is, you know, if you could travel forward in time to any year in the future, in the next million years, what year would it be and what would you expect to see?
I think it would be 2015. And I'd expect quite a lot of hover cars.
Hover cars? And who would be the main manufacturer of these hover cars?
Well, I think probably the Chinese. They're on the way
right.
up.
And which member of the Chinese race would physically make them?
I think the women.
The women. Well, you heard it here first. A real coup there. Onwards with the Chinese. Thank you so much, Mr. Franskin. Any final words? And we see you soon, and we'll be back for the next Edinburgh Festival Podulacast with me, Robin Cooper. And I hope you're all having a wonderful time. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Turn it off now. Bye.